Hey, hey, happy Easter Sunday. Hope you are still munching those chocolates or enjoying that amazing Easter lunch. I did a bit of both and also did some spring cleaning as well. Well, now sit back, relax, and I'll quickly bring you up to speed with the latest from the world of digital platforms. Sunday morning, I'll be the light. I think I'll take a walk in a park. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. A major update comes from Google Chrome as they announced limited release of Flock, or Federated Learning of Cohorts capability. Keeping in mind with the 2022 deadline to eliminate third-party cookies, this capability helps identify user intent based on browser history and then deliver personalized ads without using any identifiers. If this capability goes live in its current form, it would unlock new use cases for web advertising. I have covered some of them in my blog post. The link is in the description for your reference. Hope you liked it. Now, our ways of using Excel is soon going to change in a major way. Microsoft announced Microsoft PowerFX, the new open source low-code programming language, in public preview. So remember those good old days of using Macro to now where we upload our Excel data into a Python or R environment to drive insights? Well, that's all going to change. Based on your Excel data, you can create an interactive app within Excel where you can run queries or get insights based on easy to make code changes. Looking for a demo? I'm sure you're excited about this. Go ahead and check the description with a link for further details. Another major update coming from the Azure stable is that Azure Communication Services is now available across regions. The technology that powers Microsoft Teams is now available for enterprises to enhance communication experiences. So if your business connects with customers across video, audio, or chat, Azure Communication Services is worth checking out. I wrote about an integration with Adobe Campaign last year when it was in public preview. The link should be in the description. Now, another game-changing news coming from IBM with the new feature, IBM Cloud Code Engine. Now, if you are in the world of digital experiences, there is also a close to hated world of managing cloud infrastructure. A lot of time and effort is required to ensure that the right size and capabilities of cloud infrastructure is available without impacting end user experiences. Now, IBM Cloud Engine promises to do all of that for you. So after you deploy your apps, the underlying cloud's infrastructure would dynamically scale up or down based on the demand. So the best part is that you pay only for the services that you use IBM Cloud for. Essentially, it's managing your infrastructure for free. Now, if you're using AWS and if you want to know how your digital properties are performing, I'm sure you would have two dashboards, one within Amazon and another within a vendor like Datadog or a New Relic. Well, soon that's all is going to change with the new release of Amazon CloudWatch Metric Streams. What this feature does is that it creates a real-time continuous data stream of how your Amazon property or how your Amazon-based property is performing. And you can connect it to a destination of your choice. The destination can be a Power BI dashboard that shows you real-time performance, or it can be a vendor like New Relic where you're comparing performance with other metrics, or it can be a cost optimization platform like Amazon Athena. So go ahead and check out the link in the description for further details. Cloudera announced the Cloudera data platform is now available in Google Cloud. What that means is that enterprises using Google Cloud can use Cloudera to create data lakes or provision machine learning or analytics services in minutes instead of weeks. I believe that this is a huge win for enterprises who don't want to be locked in with a single cloud vendor. Cloudera was first available with Amazon Web Services, followed by Azure, and now Google Cloud. Hence, customers using Cloudera can move across various public cloud vendors without impacting business outcomes. Hope you liked this edition of Last Week in Digital. Hope you have a great week ahead. Take care and talk to you soon. I've got someone waiting for me.